use whatever book or Bible you prefer this evening. We're coming to you with your opening scripture out of the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, we will begin at verse number 4 momentarily. Won't you call somebody and ask them to join you live? You're brand new to that's coming up. Chapter 1, my friends, and we're going to begin at verse number 4. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let their ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, and thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, in which I have prayed before thee now day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned, and we have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgment which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nation. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, and though there were of you cast out into the utter parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and bring them into the place I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are the servants of thy people whom thou redeem, and by thy great power and thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. That is the book of Nehemiah this evening. All of you who are tuning in the earth, he has called and we have answered. And whatever he tells us to do in the year of 2000, the Most High God, and we have no other desire to be on this platform, on any platform with you, but to share nothing but the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Why? Because it is the gospel that's going to raise you this evening. It's going to raise you above and beyond sickness, above and beyond poverty, above and beyond lack, above and beyond anything you're facing that you think you cannot handle. I want to let you know that my King Jesus, he's available for you tonight. And there is an answer for you. There is peace for you this evening. Verse number 3, my friends, if you're following along, I'll give you a few moments to grab your Bibles. I'm in the King James Bible, and it does read, my friends, thou will keep him in a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because thou trustest in thee. You see, we're talking about peace. We're talking about the Prince of Peace. And he's letting you know that he is going to do just what you ask him to do. But you must be connected. America, into the nations of the world, God is calling you. He's calling this nation back to prayer. There are many things facing us here in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, it's going to take the peace of Almighty God for you to come through it. So many things are folding unrapidly in our world and in our nation in the year of 2000. And we have no other desire to be on this platform, on any platform with you, but to share nothing but the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Why? Because it is the gospel that's going to raise you this evening. It's going to raise you above and beyond sickness, above and beyond poverty, above and beyond lack, above and beyond anything you're facing that you think you cannot handle. I want to let you know that my King Jesus, he's available for you tonight. And there is an answer for you. There is peace for you this evening. Verse number 3, my friends, if you're following along, I'll give you a few moments to grab your Bibles. I'm in the King James Bible, and it does read, my friends, thou wilt keep him in a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because thou trustest in thee. You see, we're talking about peace. We're talking about the Prince of Peace, and he's letting you know that he is going to do just what you ask him to do, but you must be connected. America, into the nations of the world, God is calling you. He's calling this nation back to prayer. There are many things facing us here in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, it's going to take the peace of Almighty God for you to come through it. So many things are folding unrapidly in our world and in our nation in the year of. And I'm not on your side. You will be in a distress, famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. And if you're not connected to the things of God and to the people of God and to the Spirit of Almighty God, I'm telling you, you will not be able to stand. Let's read it again. We're in Isaiah 26, verse number 3, and thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Where is your trust tonight? Do you have trust in your job? Do you have trust in your bank account? Is your trust in your relationships? I'm telling you, none of those things are going to help you to stand. And in the months and in the days that's getting ready to unfold in the United States of America, you must have your trust in Almighty God this evening. You must have your trust in the one who come to give you peace this evening. Love you, and God, but to come to you and share nothing but the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world, my friends. It is the gospel of the good news that's going to raise you this evening. It's going to raise you above and beyond sickness, above and beyond poverty, above and beyond lack, above and beyond anything you're facing that you think you cannot handle. I want to let you know that my King Jesus, he's available for you. He bid you to come. Won't you come? Won't you come to the foot of the cross and find rest and healing for your souls? He loves you this evening. He laid down his life for you, my friends. We're in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Let's read it again. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We're talking about peace this evening, finding peace through the Prince of Peace. One word, his name is Jesus. It's not found in a bottle. It's not found in drugs or alcohol. It's not found in your bank account. It's not found in your job. One word this evening, my friends, finding peace. His name is Jesus. Won't you join us? Is there marriage in shambles? Are you mixed up in drugs and alcohol? Are you mixed up in a homosexual lifestyle? He did not come to condemn you, my friend. He came to set the captive free. He came to deliver you. He delivered me one day from a horrible pit of sin and shame. And I'm set free to testify to you about the goodness of God, the mercy of God, and the love of God. He has anointed and appointed me to come before you at this time and in this season to share nothing but the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. We count it an honor and a privilege each time we come before you. We do not take it for granted. We do not know how long he's going to allow us to speak unto you or to be on these platforms. But we want to let you know we want to come to you in love in the year of 2000. Destiny for you, America, and to the nations of the world. Stay with us. Your life. We're talking about finding peace this evening through the Prince of Peace. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You see, my friends, that great name that's above cancer, it's above divorce, it's above lack, it's above poverty. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's Jeremiah 33:3. I am your hosting, your evangelist, bringing you your brand new 2000.
With you, it'd be too late. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting with the saints.
Bottle. It's not found in drugs or alcohol. It's not found in your relationship. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're talking about finding peace this evening. Cast your cares on me, for I care for you this evening. God Almighty, he sits high and he looks low upon the sons of men this evening. He's concerned about the sons of men in the earth this evening. He has sent evangelist Lady Elizabeth Townsend to speak unto you, finding peace, my friend. Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. St. John chapter 14. And this is Jesus' disciples now. He is getting ready to depart out of this world. He is getting ready to go to that old rugged cross, to Calvary, to lay down his life. He's preparing his disciples. And he's letting them know. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto them, unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, he was letting them know, I'm going to depart. But remember, if you don't remember anything else, remember one thing. I am the Prince of Peace. And it's that peace that I'm going to leave with you. Not only am I going to leave it with you, but I'm going to send a comforter. And he's going to be with you and dwell with you. And he's going to remind you of the things I've said. The comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send him unto you because I'm going to depart now. But he says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. We're talking about God and the mercy of God. For no other reason are we coming before you in the year of 2015. Jesus Christ, all over the world, he has called and we have answered the call. It doesn't matter whether you believe. It doesn't matter what you think of me or what you think of Evangelist Lady in the year of 2000. My God, him it is I serve, and him it is that I want to be well-pleasing in his sight, my friends. I love you this evening, and God loves you. And for your soul this evening, we love you. Stay with us. We're closing. Shall be saved, Acts 2:21. Romans 3:23 does declare all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you've fallen short this evening, his hand is not short that he cannot reach you, my friend. Just leave it at the door, leave it at the foot of the cross and come. Oh, the blood of Jesus is shed for you this evening. Its blood pours its white, turned its snow. Won't you come? He begs you to come, America. Won't you come? Won't you come? Is there one that wants to be set free? Is there one that wants to be delivered? Go to our Facebook page. Wait to the clouds in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Don't you want to be a part of that number? All you have to do is reach for the hand of God. All you have to do is say yes. Yes. I love you. I have enjoyed my sessions with you on finding peace. And some of the new see all the things that are taking place, all the murders, all the shootings, all the violence. You can go to that secret place I talked about in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Is that where you dwell?
So far away.
Many of you live.
I wonder if
everywhere and anywhere.
But
I want to know this evening, do you dwell in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty?
Learn
this word, you will find
peace
that passes all understanding. Peace that you will never know. I am your hosting your evangelist always, and so humbled. I have no words except for what the Holy Ghost gives me to give unto you. Just as he gives it to me, I'm bringing it to you in the year of 2015, such as I am. I give unto you, and I give it freely, just as he's given it unto me. I love you. Bye-bye for now.